hay got down, we'd have what we call a bag swing up in there.
Oh.
Boy, was that fun. Those old barns
was... That. You mentioned that. That was in... I noticed that bag swing in your...
Yeah, that the old barn would be 60 foot long, you know, when you'd get up on this hay. And we were kind of daredevils. We would... one of us would swing this old... The bag was made out of a tow sack crammed full of hay, see, onto a big chain. Mm-hmm. And we'd swing that thing and we'd see how far we could leap from this shelf and straddle that thing and grab it.
Oh.
Well, if we missed, we might fall 15 feet onto the hay, see?
Did you ever miss?
Oh, yeah, I missed, but you'd roll in that hay.
Oh, you'd roll in that hay.
And we learned, if we missed, we learned to throw ourselves over, you know, how to fall and roll.
Isn't
it? Oh, we had some times. Mm. Wonderful times. It's a kid that didn't grow up on a farm in those days really missed something.
Mm-hmm.
Just really missed something.
I think so, reading your memoirs. sounds like you really had a good time. Now, on a wagon, what would you call the piece that goes up between the horses, the long wooden piece?
The double tree. You mean they pull it by?
Mm-hmm.
That's a double tree.
That's a double tree.
And the single tree.
And a single tree.
A double tree. Well, here's your wagon tongue.
Wagon tongue.
Yeah, we'll just say this is your wagon tongue here.
Uh-huh.
And here's your horses.
Uh-huh.
Well, they got chains that run down from each side, you know, of them to their collar.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with horse collars, maybe. You should have seen a horse collar somewhere.
I think so.
Now, these chains have got a ring here, and this is what we call a single tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little old hook that comes out here, and these hook into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hooks on, and these things are on swivels.
Mm-hmm.
And these hook on to a double tree, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the horses are hooked up, and there's a center hole here.
Mm-hmm.
This tongue comes, of course, on back into here. And this double tree, one horse gets ahead, well, it'll just simply turn on this.
Oh.
If he walks ahead, and that's why you had to try to get horses of the same gait, compatible.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of had the same gait and everything. If he didn't, well, one of them would lay back, and your double tree would be similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And old Lazy Bones, you'd have to be whipping him all the time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But maybe it wasn't his fault. Maybe you take a short, fat man or woman. They can't keep up with an old long-legged man or woman, So you had to try to match your teams up. And most times it was hard to match a horse with a mule.
Oh,
see?
I bet it was.
We lots of times I've seen teams that a horse and a mule made real good teams.
Uh-huh.
But it was the exception rather than the rule.
Uh-huh.
But that's, and then up here in front they had what they called a neck yoke. We'll just assume this is a horse's head comes on out here. But this neck yoke held a tongue up, and it was fastened to his lower part of his collar with what they called a hame chain.
Mm-hmm.
The hames were things that went around the collar, and the hame chain fastened onto the neck yoke, and that's the way they guided the wagon, and they pulled it this way.
Oh, yeah. That's
great. And people would see who could have the fanciest harness, you know.
Oh, they would.
Oh, gosh, yeah, man.
Oh.
They'd dress those horses up. Fare you well.
I never thought to think about that fancy. You know, you mentioned whips being fancy and everything.
Pride. That you all go back to pride. You're trying to keep not up with the Joneses, but ahead of them.
Well, it's a good sort of. You made me understand it when you mentioned like a Cadillac, you know. And then I could. Oh, thank you.
Would you like to have a sandwich or some bacon and eggs?
No, thank you.
I've got three or four kinds of lunch meat and some cheese in there.
No, I ate breakfast this morning.
Well, I'd be glad to give you a sandwich or something.
Oh,
you
I appreciate it, but I don't think so.
I don't mind a bit in the world.
No, I wouldn't want to.
You can sit right on the table and you can come right in there and eat or eat it right here, wherever you want, because I'm about to meet him.
I'll move this down and give the place to your glass.